Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, anyone who has gone through the process knows all too well just how painful it can be to apply for a mortgage. For some, it's the stuff of nightmares. But my next guest would argue it's all about being informed. So whether you're thinking about applying for a mortgage for the very first time, or perhaps you're thinking about a switch, we're going to hope now to answer some of the major questions you might have when it comes to mortgage applications and getting approval. To help us do so, I'm joined by Margaret Barrett, who's Managing Director of Mortgage Navigators. Lovely to have you with us.
Morning, Claire.
Margaret, thanks for coming in. Now, the first thing people associate, I think, with a mortgage application is that it can be a really lengthy process. On average, how long does getting approval take from the get-go?
Yeah, and it can be lengthy. So from the mortgage approval, I suppose, in itself, Claire, isn't actually lengthy, right? If you're really prepared, you've all your documentation in order, we submit it into the lender, you're probably talking in and around, some lenders are 48 hours, some lenders are 10 working days. Mm. So you could have an approval in principle within two weeks of submitting your paperwork.
But it's getting to the point where you're ready to submit your paperwork. That's the problem,
exactly.
Isn't it?
And I suppose people are a little bit wary of that, and they're a bit, I suppose, frightened of the prospect of going for a mortgage application and knowing that it's going to be forensically looked at, I suppose, is probably the biggest fear for any mortgage applicant. Being prepared is key, and having your paperwork is key. The one thing we'd say to clients that are planning, and this time of year, a lot of clients are thinking of, you know, 2025 is going to be the year I'm going to buy that home. You need to understand your finances from the get-go. And that might even involve a little bit of budgeting and cleaning up the bank accounts and making them presentable. And as we say, it's nearly like going for a job interview.
What does that mean now, cleaning up the bank accounts?
Yeah, so if you have an overdraft facility, for an example, that you're not living in that overdraft, that your account is operating inside the terms and conditions, that your salary comes in at the start of the month and by the end of the month, you're not down to the last euro. So you're not indicating to the lender that you're under any financial stress. So what the lender is looking for, essentially, Claire, is affordability. And what they're looking for is the mortgage repayment to be evident on your bank accounts for the previous 6 months prior to the mortgage application.
So it doesn't matter necessarily what you're spending on, or does it?
Not at all. And we want to see you spending. We want to see you living as life is normal. And clients would come in and they'd be half mortified because they're having the three or four coffees every week or every day, and they're tapping their card and they're like, okay, you know I'm overspending. But we want to see that, because the mortgage repayment needs to be so comfortable. It needs to fit into your lifestyle. And as we say, it needs to be comfortable on the worst month. So that might be the month of December when you have extra spending, so that the mortgage repayment isn't going to put you under financial stress. And that is essentially what the lender is looking for, that you can afford to take on this mortgage repayment.
So what then is the main reason that you see for mortgages being refused?
And we do have declines, unfortunately, but I suppose I'll preface that with lenders are open to lending. This is how the banks make money, is by lending money. A poor credit history is probably the number one reason. So what lenders do, Claire, as part of the application process or the assessment process, is that they run a central credit register report, so a CCR report, and that holds any lending that you've had in your lifetime that was over 500 euros. And what lenders are looking for is that if you've had lending facilities in the past, that you have paid those lending facilities as part of the terms and conditions, that there is no missed repayments. Sometimes we can see a missed repayment. I suppose the red flags are the ones that are in the last 5 years. So if you've had a missed payment in the last 12 months, for example, the lender is definitely asking, why was there a missed payment on that credit facility? There may be a mitigating reason for why, but there may not. And if there's more than one missed payment in the last 12 months, then that's absolutely a red flag.
But you can explain, if you can explain,
absolutely,
and it's reasonable, then it should be okay.
It should be okay. So it depends on what level it's at. So like if there's more than one, there's definitely a more deep analysis of what the missed payments were. Often there can be errors on the CCR report. So what we'd advise clients is that you have access to your central credit register report. It's free of charge to download. So do that prior to a mortgage application. So you're nearly a step ahead
yes.
of what the lender is going to be looking
at.
See
what's coming. Listen, when we get to some questions, because they're flying in. So this listener is applying for a mortgage that will have repayments averaging 1,200 euro. Mm-hmm. They're saving 500 euro a month and the rent is 1,300. But I'm worried about the money I have left to live on per month. It is limited due to having to save. And will the bank see that as a negative?
Not at all. So what the bank is looking for, let's say the mortgage repayment is going to be 1,600 euros in this instance. They're looking to see that that applicant can pay back that 1,600 euros. So the rental payment is taken into consideration, plus the monthly savings that they have in place. So that's proving. So whilst it might be tight, they're still proving that they can take on the mortgage facility. And what they'll often find is that the average, really, Claire, is that if you're borrowing 100,000, 500 euros per month is the proven repayment ability on that loan facility. So that client is indicating that they have plenty of borrowing power, and it may actually end up cheaper than what they're anticipating.
Yes, they'll probably be spending less, but they were just wondering, I suppose, will the bank see it that way? Will the bank understand that that's rent and savings and I won't be doing that when I have my mortgage?
Yeah, you know? And technically you should, I suppose. The advice we'd normally give to clients is that you should still have the ability to save, that you shouldn't be down to your last euro with the mortgage repayment.
Yes.
And if you are down to the last euro, then you potentially are putting yourself under financial stress, and you shouldn't. The mortgage repayment should be really comfortable. And I know that's difficult in today's climate with property prices increasing and so on and so forth.
Of course.
But it should be comfortable.
Right, so you need to have a good long think if you're going to put yourself in a position where the pinch is going to come on.
Absolutely, and family circumstances can change. That family might grow into the future. There may be unpaid leave on their circumstances into the future. So it really needs to be comfortable.
Okay, we're coming out of a 5-year fixed term rate early in the new year. We have 15 years left on our mortgage. Should we fix again with the same provider or look to switch to another lender? I'm sure you get that question a lot.
Absolutely. And look, it's going to come across a little bit biased, but they absolutely need to get market-based advice. Their lender is going to only tell them what interest rates that they have currently. They're not going to tell them what their competitor has down the road.
And that's what they're obliged to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they'll get their current lender's interest rate 6 months prior to the rolling onto the variable interest rate. They absolutely should pick up the phone and get market-based advice. I have no doubt that there is value still in the market, Claire. And a 0.5% might sound very little, or 0.25% might sound very little in comparison, and they might say it's not worth the hassle. It absolutely is. You're talking tens of thousands. Like an average mortgage of 250,000 over 25 years, you could actually save nearly 16,000 euros, and the comparison there is 4.15% versus 3.4%. So huge savings to be had.
Yeah, but a bit of pain in switching. Like, there's no two ways about it.
It definitely requires preparation as well, but all lenders have reduced documentation now for switching, and I suppose people probably still may carry scars of their first mortgage, but from a switching perspective, you have already proven to the lender that you can repay this mortgage. Okay. So that's one of the assessments that's eliminated. We do need to get some paperwork, but for 16,000 euros, it is absolutely worth it.
Now, we have a new buyer here. They've been offered a 26-year mortgage at 4.4% with a 3-year fixed term. It's an A-rated new build house. I'm not ready to draw down until the new year at the earliest. So should I look for a better rate then in the new year, or should I stick with that one?
They should absolutely look for a better rate. My worry here is that, is there a reason that they're on a higher interest rate? That there was, you know, maybe an assessment criteria that they're with a lender that has...
4.4 is high in the market
absolutely,
at the moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially for a green rated property, which is an energy rating over B3 or above, which this client is, there is interest rates absolutely down as far as 3.4% available through the broker market for that client.
So if they haven't already looked, they should look around on that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. And I would say earlier as they can, because to get it through, we'd have to do a new application, a new assessment, and get a new letter of offer issued.
Now, can you give advice about getting a mortgage after a stroke if your health is good?
It's difficult, because what comes into play here is mortgage protection. So every lender there is a requirement that a mortgage protection policy is in place for mortgage drawdown. This client may already have an existing policy that would have enough value left in it, enough term to carry on the new lending facility, but you need to have protection in place. There is, I suppose, caveats to that. If we can get a waiver on the mortgage protection from the lender, if there's debt and service available, if there's a life assurance, an existing life assurance policy, you could ask for a waiver on mortgage protection, but that's at the discretion of the lender, Claire.
Okay, so there's a couple of complicating factors
Absolutely.
There that you need to look at.
Yeah.
Can you work with two different mortgage providers, this listener asks, one with your current bank and also with a broker to make sure you're getting the best rate? And then if both offer you a mortgage, what's the latest you need to decide which one to go for?
Absolutely. Nothing stopping you doing that at all. Your decision is based on your solicitor sending in the cheque requisition. I suppose prior to that, you're signing a loan offer, and until the loan offer is signed, you haven't entered a legal contractual agreement with any lender.
So right up to the wire, you
Absolutely.
Can decide who to go with. Can Margaret give any general advice on mortgages when a couple is approaching divorce?
Absolutely. And it's quite a topical situation we're experiencing in Ireland at the moment. Preparation is absolute key here. And I mean that wholeheartedly. You need to engage with a market-based advice, again, through a broker network, as you will, to ensure that you can individually take over this mortgage by yourself. So what happens in the situation where there's a borrower being removed from the mortgage policy, the lender is assessing that sole applicant to ensure that they can take on the mortgage repayments themselves, that it's not going to cause any financial stress. So we're looking at the loan to income, loan to value should be fine. We're looking at the proven repayment ability. So this the applicant that's trying to keep the family home, let's say.
So it's like a new application.
Absolutely.
From one person who's now going to be paying this mortgage. That's how the lender will view it.
That's it.
So you're going
that's
through the process
you
again.
You are. Your existing lender will have an internal process as well and will potentially have an internal department actually that will deal with this area. But again, you are submitting your bank statements, so on and so forth.
I'm watching the clock. This listener has missed paying my mortgage 6 times in the last 3 years. I've paid back the missed payments. I haven't missed a payment in 8 months. Will I be able to get a loan ever again, or is my credit rating ruined?
Not ruined forever, but the bank would want to see 5 years of good credit profile.
Right, so you'll have a while to go before you get another big loan.
Yeah.
Margaret, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for all
Claire.
That very useful advice. Margaret Barrett there is Managing Director of Mortgage Navigator.